Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Unwinding of the Miracle by Julie Yip Williams. This moving memoir encapsulates the exceptional life journey of Julie, who not only overcame the challenges of being blind and escaping the poverty of war-torn Vietnam for the tranquil abundance of Los Angeles, but also faced her terminal cancer diagnosis with unmatched courage and eloquence. Her story, from her remarkable escape to her travels across the globe and her candid battle with colon cancer, unfolds a narrative of resilience, grace, and an unwavering spirit. Julie Yip Williams, born Diep Le Thanh in Vietnam, embarked on a journey that led her to study at Harvard Law School before becoming a respected lawyer in New York City. Her diagnosis prompted her to document her experiences, transforming her personal battle into a source of inspiration for many through her popular online blog. Though her journey concluded in 2018, her legacy endures through her writings, offering solace and understanding to those wrestling with their mortality and the intricacies of life itself. The Unwinding of the Miracle is for anyone seeking solace in the shared experience of human fragility, for compassionate individuals who wish to comprehend the depths of another's pain, and for those intrigued by the resilience of the human spirit in the face of insurmountable odds. It's a testament to the miraculous nature of life, even as it unwinds towards its inevitable conclusion, making it a must-read for cancer patients searching for companionship in their journey, empathetic souls, and anyone captivated by extraordinary tales of courage and the will to live fully. Join us as we explore the life and legacy of Julie Yip Williams in this profound narrative of survival, legacy, and the miracle of life. The Unwinding of the Miracle, a memoir of life, death, and everything that comes after. Introduction. Facing the unthinkable with grace and courage. Cancer is a reality that touches the lives of countless individuals, leaving a trail of pain and profound change in its wake. The story of Julie Yip Williams is a testament to the complexity of human resilience in the face of such adversity. Diagnosed with colon cancer at the tender age of 37, Julie's journey is not just a battle against a relentless disease, but also a compelling narrative of a life filled with extraordinary challenges and emotional depths. Julie Yip Williams' story is more than a confrontation with cancer. It's a saga of overcoming the odds time and again, making her tale resonate with anyone who hears it. Her life wasn't only defined by her cancer diagnosis, but also shaped by a series of remarkable experiences that showcased her indefatigable spirit. In this narrative, listeners will explore the ways in which Julie's blindness contributed to her remarkable strength, her critical perspective on the concept of hope amid suffering, the meticulous planning of her own demise as a final act of agency in a life marked by unexpected turns. Julie's story is a raw, unfiltered glimpse into the heart of a warrior, a woman who faced life's harshest realities with unyielding grace. Join us as we unfold the layers of her incredible journey, a poignant reminder of the enduring human spirit even in the darkest times. Part 1. A Harrowing Beginning. The Tale of Julie Yip Williams. Born amidst the chaos of the Cold War's peak and Vietnam's devastating conflicts, Julie Yip Williams' entry into the world was anything but serene. Her family, of ethnic Chinese origin, found themselves on the wrong side of history following the end of Vietnam's civil strife. Their tumultuous escape from Tam Kỳ to Saigon, only to return after the fall of Saigon to the communist forces, set the stage for a life marked by resilience and survival. On January 6, 1976, a child named Diep Le Thanh came into this world, later known to many as Julie Yip Williams. However, joy turned to despair when it was discovered that Julie was born with congenital cataracts, rendering her blind. This condition sparked a controversial reaction from her domineering grandmother, who saw Julie's blindness as a curse that would doom her to a life of dependency and bring dishonor to the family. The grandmother's solution was as drastic as it was heart-wrenching. She proposed that Julie should be quietly put to sleep forever. Driven by her grandmother's relentless pressure, Julie's parents were pushed to the brink of making an unimaginable decision. Their heartbreaking journey to an herbalist in Da Nang with the intention of ending Julie's life was thwarted by an unexpected turn of events. The herbalist refused to be a part of their plan, a decision that sparked a wave of relief and gratitude in Julie's mother, saving Julie's life. The plot further thickened when Julie's great-grandmother learned of the harrowing plan. She was outraged at the very notion of infanticide. Asserting her authority as the family's eldest matriarch, she decreed that Julie's life was to be cherished and protected, declaring, "How she was born is how she will be." This proclamation sealed Julie's fate. She was to live, defying the grim expectations laid out by her grandmother. Julie's story begins with a tale of survival against the odds, setting the tone for a life characterized by incredible challenges and remarkable resilience. Her journey, marked from its onset by a fight to simply live, foreshadows the incredible strength and indomitable spirit she would later display in the face of adversity. Part 2, A New Beginning, Julie's Journey to Sight. In the saga of Julie Yip Williams, the harrowing ordeal of surviving a plot against her life as an infant was merely the prelude to a series of incredible hurdles and triumphs. One of the pivotal moments in her life came when, at the tender age of 3, she and her family embarked on a perilous journey from Vietnam to the United States. The grim realities of Vietnam, marred by poverty, violence, and oppression, compelled them to seek a new life where Julie could also receive the medical care she so desperately needed for her eyes. The voyage to freedom was fraught with danger. The family's escape on a rickety fishing boat crammed with others seeking refuge was a testament to their desperation and hope. As they set off, the stark reality of their situation hit them. Stories of tragic drownings and unthinkable choices haunted them. Nonetheless, fortune smiled on Julie and her family as they reached Hong Kong safely, setting them on their path to the United States and ultimately to Los Angeles. Upon settling in Los Angeles, Julie's parents wasted no time in securing the future they had dreamed of for their daughter. They found employment, her mother as a manicurist and her father in the vegetable wholesale business, which enabled them to afford the critical eye surgery Julie needed. The procedure was carried out at the renowned Jules Stein Eye Institute at UCLA, marking the dawning of a new chapter in Julie's life. For the first time, through the haze of recovery, Julie awoke to a vibrant world filled with color and light. However, the surgery did not grant her perfect vision. Still classified as legally blind, Julie's world remained veiled in a mist, with clear vision confined to a mere fraction of what those with normal sight could see. Despite the partial restoration of her sight, Julie's challenges were far from over. Her childhood and adolescence were marred by isolation and ridicule from her peers. Her thick glasses and the magnifying glass she used to read set her apart, making her the target of cruel taunts. She was often left out of activities that many take for granted, from playing sports to simple social gatherings, reinforcing her sense of otherness. However, it was this very sense of exclusion and the obstacles she faced that ignited a fierce determination within Julie. She resolved to transcend the limitations imposed by her visual impairment and the perceptions of those around her. This determination became the driving force behind her relentless pursuit of excellence and achievement, laying the groundwork for the remarkable life that lay ahead of her. Julie's journey from near death as an infant to a young woman poised to defy expectations is a testament to the indomitable spirit and resilience that would define her journey. Part 3, Julie's Quest for Excellence and Adventure. Navigating the complexities of growing up as an immigrant in a country vastly different from her own laid the groundwork for a challenging journey of self-discovery and adaptation for Julie Yip Williams. The blend of cultures that shaped her upbringing, combined with the additional struggles stemming from her legal blindness and the bullying she endured set her apart in ways that could have easily led to despair. Yet, it was from this crucible of challenges that Julie forged a path of remarkable determination and resilience. Refusing to be defined by her circumstances, Julie saw her struggles not as barriers but as catalysts for growth. Her ambitions and drive were not dampened by her visual impairment or by the skepticism and low expectations of those around her. Instead, these challenges fueled her desire to excel and to prove her worth, first and foremost, to herself. Dedication to academic excellence became her fortress. In a world where her vision was limited, Julie's intellectual capabilities knew no bounds. Throughout high school, she pursued perfection, accepting nothing less than top grades in her quest to exceed every standard set before her. Her pursuit of independence led her away from the familiar surroundings of Los Angeles to college in Massachusetts, where she excelled in English and Asian studies. This academic journey culminated in her admission to Harvard Law School, a testament to her unyielding drive and intellect. But Julie's ambitions extended beyond the world of academia. From a young age, she possessed an innate yearning for adventure and self-discovery that only travel could satisfy. Embracing solo travel as both a challenge and a liberation, Julie embarked on journeys that took her to every corner of the globe. By the age of 30, she had set foot on all 7 continents, each adventure serving as a profound testament to her independence, resilience, and courage. Julie's travel was not merely an escape, it was a deliberate confrontation with the unknown. Opting to travel without the security of pre-booked accommodations, she thrust herself into scenarios that demanded resourcefulness, adaptability, and sheer will. Equipped with only a guidebook and binoculars for reading distant signs, Julie navigated foreign cities and landscapes, from the bustling streets of China to the historic avenues of Budapest. These experiences, from marveling at the artistic wonders of the Sistine Chapel to treasuring the untouched beauty of New Zealand's landscapes, offered Julie more than just breathtaking sights. They brought her face to face with the essence of humanity in all its diversity, fostering a deep sense of connection and harmony with both the world and herself. Through her travels, Julie found not just adventure, but a profound inner peace and a reaffirmation of her strength and spirit. Part 4. From Global Explorer to New York Lawyer, Julie's chapter of Love and Family. After years of globetrotting and soaking in the diverse cultures of the world, Julie found herself at a crossroads familiar to many adventurers. It was time to anchor down and build a professional life back in the United States. Her heart still thrummed with the spirit of adventure, but practicality beckoned. Thus, she turned her attention to carving out a career in law, a field in which her intellect and resilience would shine. In 2002, she made a bold move to New York City and joined the prestigious law firm Cleary Gottlieb, marking the beginning of an illustrious career that juggled high-stakes legal battles with her enduring wanderlust. At Cleary Gottlieb, Julie found herself at the epicenter of corporate America, dealing with transactions worth billions and navigating the labyrinthine world of mergers and acquisitions. It was a demanding role that often saw her working through the night and wrestling with the pressures that come with such high-caliber legal work. Yet, Julie thrived in this environment, shattering expectations and stereotypes as a visually impaired Vietnamese immigrant, making her mark in a field dominated by figures who bore little resemblance to her background and challenges. However, Julie's life was not solely defined by legal victories and professional achievements. The universe, it seemed, had more in store for her, a chapter filled with love and family. In 2007, destiny played its hand when Josh Williams, a man from a markedly different background than Julie's, walked into her life. Raised by a wealthy Southern family, Josh represented a world far removed from the struggles and hardships that characterized Julie's early life. Yet, in the serendipitous collision of their worlds, they found an extraordinary connection, a testament to the unpredictable paths of love. Josh and Julie's bond transcended the superficial differences of their upbringings, anchored in the profound respect, care, and affection they held for each other. In Josh, Julie found not just a spouse, but a true partner who embraced her fully, his kindness and generosity illuminating their life together. They were married and soon welcomed two daughters into their world, Mia in 2010 and Belle in 2012. Each child brought with them a unique joy and wonder, enriching Julie and Josh's lives in ways they had never imagined. They settled into the rhythm of parenthood, with their daughters becoming the focal point of their love and aspirations. Yet, as is often the case, life had a twist in store that would challenge the idyll they had built. Julie's narrative, rich with overcoming adversity and achieving the improbable, was poised for a heart-wrenching turn, one that would test the fabric of their family and the depth of their bonds in ways they could never foresee. Part 5: A Wedding Shattered by a Grim Diagnosis. Weddings are typically festivities brimming with happiness, marking the start of a new chapter in the lives of the couple. When Julie, accompanied by her family, attended her cousin's wedding in Los Angeles in the summer of 2013, it was expected to be a celebration filled with such joy. However, an unexpected shadow loomed over this occasion, one that would irrevocably alter Julie's life. In the weeks preceding the wedding, Julie experienced unsettling symptoms, stomach discomfort, cramping, and constipation, which a visit to the doctor dismissed as non-serious. Nonetheless, determined to enjoy the wedding, she traveled to LA, hoping the discomfort would subside. Yet, upon her arrival, her condition worsened dramatically. The pain escalated to an unbearable level, preventing her from even participating in the wedding activities. In the early hours of the wedding day, overwhelmed by excruciating pain and unable to bear it any longer, she was rushed to the emergency room, marking the beginning of a daunting journey. The diagnosis that awaited Julie was a stark contrast to the celebratory atmosphere of the wedding. After undergoing a colonoscopy, the grim reality set in. A mass was discovered in her colon, suspected to be cancerous. This suspicion was soon confirmed. Julie was not only diagnosed with colon cancer, but faced the devastating news that it was stage 4. The cancer had metastasized, spreading from its origin to other parts of her body, a condition often deemed incurable. At just 37, Julie was confronted with a reality most could hardly fathom. The subsequent surgery, though successful in removing the tumor, brought no solace. Surrounded by her family in the aftermath, the weight of the situation was palpable. Despite the operation's success, the discovery of metastatic cancer signified a long and arduous battle ahead. This realization marked the end of life as Julie knew it, and the beginning of an intense fight against stage 4 cancer. Julie's initiation into chemotherapy was brutal, with side effects that ranged from nausea to hair loss, each a fierce reminder of the battle she was entrenched in. This period signified not just a physical struggle to overcome cancer, but a grueling psychological journey as well. Julie's adjustment to this new, unwelcome chapter in her life was fraught with challenges, embodying a poignant shift from the celebration of life at a wedding to a fervent fight for her own. Part 6: Navigating the Complex Terrain of Hope and Reality. The diagnosis of cancer profoundly alters an individual's existence, transforming them both physically and psychologically. For Julie, grappling with terminal cancer was not merely a battle against an insidious disease, but also an intense emotional odyssey. It involved traversing the peaks of hopeful anticipation and the valleys of deepest despair. Amidst this tumultuous journey, Julie found herself wrestling with the very concept of hope, a sentiment that, for many, serves as a beacon through the darkest times. Julie's stance on hope and the platitudes that often accompany it was complex. She found little comfort in the well-meaning, but to her, hollow reassurances that there's always hope, or you mustn't give up hope. To Julie, such phrases felt like empty gestures, a superficial salve for the profound uncertainty and fear that cancer engenders. The idea that sheer hope could somehow manifest a cure seemed to her an oversimplification, a dangerous optimism bordering on delusion. This skepticism, however, did not deter Julie from exploring every avenue in her battle against cancer, including alternative therapies that veered off the beaten path. Her foray into Chinese herbal medicine led her to a clandestine meeting with a Harvard-educated doctor, an experience that, despite its initial absurdity, provided a moment of levity in an otherwise grim reality. Even if the unconventional treatment yielded no tangible results, it offered Julie a peculiar adventure, and perhaps a fleeting respite from the relentless marge of her illness. Yet Julie's critical reflection on hope revealed its dual nature. While it can buoy spirits and sustain motivation, excessive reliance on the prospect of a miraculous cure can also be a form of denial. This denial, she reasoned, might prevent individuals from confronting their mortality and embracing the finite time they have left. The pursuit of unattainable cures could overshadow the importance of cherishing the present and making meaningful memories with loved ones. Julie's inner conflict was palpable even in ordinary moments, such as attending a birthday party with her daughter. On the surface, she engaged in the customary chit-chat and pleasantries expected of such occasions. Inwardly, however, she seethed with frustration and anger, tormented by the injustice of her situation and the looming absence her illness would inflict on her children. Julie's journey through terminal cancer was marked by these internal battles and contradictions. As she faced the reality of her condition, the concept of hope became both a source of contention and a critical point of introspection. Her experiences underscored the intricate, often painful process of navigating the space between hope and acceptance, illuminating the profound challenges that accompany a life faced with its impending end. Part 7. A Dark Turn. Julie faces the incurable. Julie Yip Williams had navigated life's treacherous waters with a bravery and resilience that defied the direst odds. From escaping a death sentence in infancy to overcoming poverty and blindness and eventually becoming a successful lawyer, Julie had consistently proven that the improbable was not impossible. Her journey with stage 4 metastatic colon cancer was approached with the same indefatigable spirit, until the day she received news that would test her resolve like never before. In December 2014, a routine visit to her doctor unraveled into a moment that would forever alter the course of her life. The scans Julie had undergone revealed the presence of 20 nodules in her lungs, small yet sinister indicators of a cancer that had metastasized beyond the reach of curative treatments. Alone in the doctor's office, the weight of this revelation crashed down upon her, pulling her into a whirlpool of despair at the thought of her impending separation from her beloved family. The prospect of not being there for her daughters, of leaving them without her guidance, love, and the constellation of everyday moments that make up a life, was unbearable. The diagnosis confirmed Julie's worst fears. The nodules were cancerous, rendering her condition incurable. The news thrust her into an emotional maelstrom, a departure from the composed demeanor she had maintained throughout her battle. The facade of stoicism crumbled, revealing the raw, unfiltered agony of a woman confronting the finite nature of her existence. Julie's descent into despair was marked by moments of intense emotional turmoil, where the pain of her predicament engulfed her entirely. Anguish, jealousy, and rage became her constant companions, manifesting in moments of overwhelming grief that saw her lashing out in despair. The immense psychological strain pushed her to the brink, challenging her mental fortitude in ways she had never experienced. In the shadow of her terminal diagnosis, Julie grappled with the cruel randomness of life, the unfathomable why that haunts those faced with untimely demise. Her attempts to find solace in philosophical reflection or to rationalize her plight as somehow more fortunate than others offered little comfort. Instead, she found herself enveloped in the visceral reality of her suffering, a reality punctuated by the agonizing side effects of chemotherapy and the inexorable march of time. Julie's narrative, once a testament to the power of hope and the human spirit's capacity to overcome, had taken a dire turn. Yet, even in the depths of despair, her story remained a profoundly human one, a raw and unvarnished portrait of resilience in the face of life's most profound challenges. Part 8. Embracing the Final Journey with Courage and Clarity. The journey toward accepting one's terminal diagnosis is a profoundly personal and often solitary path, marked by a complex tapestry of emotions and revelations. This was the journey Julie Yip Williams embarked on, as her battle with cancer entered its final, most relentless phase. The relentless progression of her disease, moving stealthily from her colon to her lungs, and finally casting its dark shadow upon her liver in 2017, signaled the encroaching end. Faced with the certainty of her mortality, Julie found herself navigating profound pain, not just physical from the radiation treatments, but emotional and spiritual as well. Julie's confrontation with death was tinged with a sense of spiritual reckoning. Her faith, unbound by the strictures of organized religion, nevertheless provided her with an anchor amidst the tumultuous storm of her illness. Believing in a divine creator and the promise of an afterlife, Julie embarked on a journey toward reconciliation with a reality many rage against: the untimely separation from her beloved children and the life she cherished. It was a journey that saw her approaching her imminent departure with dignity and a grace that transcended the desperation and denial that often accompanies terminal diagnoses. With acceptance came the sobering task of planning her own demise. Cancer, unlike the suddenness of unexpected tragedy, afforded Julie the uncanny agency to orchestrate her final days with meticulous care. Summer 2017 marked the beginning of these preparations, a process fraught with emotional goodbyes and pragmatic arrangements. Julie convened a meeting with her closest family members for a final gathering, a poignant farewell steeped in unspoken understanding and the palpable weight of imminent loss. She also confronted the decision of her final resting place, initially considering cremation before settling on a burial plot, honoring her husband's wish for a sacred space to commune with her memory. Perhaps the most intimate aspect of Julie's preparations was her determination to die at home, amidst the familiarity of her surroundings and the presence of her loved ones. This intention, seemingly simple, required careful coordination to ensure her comfort and dignity in her final days. Avoiding the impersonal confines of a hospital, a hospice team was brought into her home, transforming it into a sanctuary where she could transition peacefully. Julie Yip Williams' life, marked by extraordinary challenges and equally remarkable triumphs, came to a close on March 19, 2018, within the warmth of her apartment. Her journey from overcoming blindness and poverty to exploring the world, studying at Harvard, and practicing law was nothing short of a testament to the human spirit's capacity to surmount the odds. In the end, cancer was not the defeat of Julie's miracle, but the culmination of a life lived with unyielding courage, a final chapter that she authored with an unflinching gaze toward the horizon. Final summary. Julie Yip Williams' existence was woven with threads of the extraordinary, right from the very start. Born into a world that seemed to conspire against her, she navigated through adversities that might have overwhelmed others. Her early life was marked by a harrowing escape from death at the hands of her own family, a testament to her destined resilience. Overcoming the profound obstacles of extreme poverty and blindness, Julie's life story unfolded as a tapestry of triumphs over seemingly insurmountable odds. Her remarkable journey didn't stop at personal victories. It was punctuated by professional milestones that carved spaces of belonging in worlds far removed from her origins. Julie's ascent to becoming a formidable lawyer symbolized not just personal achievement, but a broader narrative of breaking barriers and altering the course set by circumstances. The love story with her husband Josh added layers of depth to her remarkable life narrative, bringing to the fore themes of unexpected companionship, shared dreams, and mutual respect. Together, they built a family, a testament to the enduring legacy Julie was determined to leave behind, despite the looming shadows cast by her illness. Julie's battle with cancer, while a heart-wrenching chapter, underscored the essence of her being, a fighter who, even in the face of relentless adversity, sought to script her own ending. Her confrontation with mortality was not a retreat into despair, but an affirmation of life, its inherent beauty, and the inevitabilities that bind the human experience. By planning her final days, Julie exercised a final act of agency, ensuring that her departure would be on her terms, reflecting the dignity and grace that defined her life. Through it all, Julie's story is more than just an account of her battles. It's a testament to the indomitable human spirit. Her life, though marred by unspeakable challenges, shone brightly with the miracles of perseverance, love, and hope. It reminds us that the unwinding of a miracle, set into motion from the moment of her miraculous survival in infancy to her final breath, is not an end but a continuum, an eternal legacy that inspires, endures, and transcends. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.